Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Kia ora, Sam.
Kia ora, how are we doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm really good, eh? It's Friday.
It's Friday.
It is.
It's very humid.
It's very Aucklandy.
Yeah.
Gross weather at the moment, but that's all right.
I won't talk about how wet my back is, but...
Okay. And on that note, what are we talking about today?
So, once in a blue moon, Netflix really, really surprises me.
Ooh.
Not often. That's why I said blue moon.
Yeah.
And it was a blue moon over the weekend on Halloween.
So there we go. It's all tied together.
But no, The Queen's Gambit just dropped on Netflix. And I didn't even know this show was coming. And I didn't expect much when I saw the trailer. It's about a young girl who is orphaned at the age of 9 years old. And she starts learning chess at her orphanage from the janitor, Mr. Scheibels, who is a lovely, lovely man.
I feel like as soon as you said there's a character who's teaching a young girl chess and he's a janitor, you know... That's gonna be a character.
Oh, he's just great. He's so quiet and so reserved. He's played by Bill Camp, who is just a master of all of it. So basically, she starts doing chess from this janitor in the orphanage, and she becomes a child prodigy and starts touring around, doing a bunch of chess tournaments and like shoots through the ranks. And she's like the only female chess player of her like stature and status. Like she's like the first of her kind. It's not a real story, by the way.
What era are we talking about?
1960s.
Okay.
So it's all beautiful costuming and a beautiful soundtrack and beautiful decors and just such a visually stunning show to watch.
Cool.
In general, in the first place. Just like, you're like, wow.
I've heard so many people recommending this.
Yeah. So I got recommended it by my friend Hugo.
And shout out, like, Hugo.
Shout out, Hugo. And he gives me some whack recommendations sometimes. So I kind of was like, oh, yeah, cool. Cheers, sick. But no, I started watching it and I am hooked. I'm 4 episodes in and it's 70 episodes long. And I can't wait to finish it tomorrow.
Okay, so I'm as curious as you about this, though, because I saw this pop up and I was like, looks like another kind of Netflix flash in the pan sort of a situation. But is it actually worth the watch?
It's so good. So it stars Anya Taylor-Joy, who played the main character in The Witch, the horror film. The Witch, as some people say, because it's got two V's instead of a W. She's also in Split. She's also in The New Mutants, which just came out this year, which isn't good. Don't watch that. And she is just, she's going to be one of the best actresses of our generation. Like, she is just so good.
I think she was in the recent adaptation of Emma by Jane Austen for nerds like me.
Yes, I think so.
And she's got a very good, like, comedic timing is really, really good.
So in this, she's like super intense and like kind of ferocious internally, like a very quiet ferocity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's an orphan and she's like a savant and she's like so focused on just playing chess and just winning chess.
Right.
And she's like calculated and she does all of this character acting. She's very similar to the main character from Handmaid's Tale, where a lot of it is just eyeballs and tiny mouth movements and staring at the camera.
Those are the specific acting techniques that they teach you at drama school.
Yeah.
This is eyeball acting today, everybody.
No, yeah, because all you see is her like moving a chess piece and staring at the other character.
She has got very large eyes.
Huge, doughy eyes.
Yeah, yeah, so that probably helps.
She's related to Bambi. and it's just great. And she talks about chess in a way that you're just like, I
want to know how to play chess now.
Yeah, did it make you want to play chess?
Well, when I was a kid, I learned how to play chess like at a young age because someone taught me. Like, so, but not like how to play, how to like move the things in the right way.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I would go to school and be like, yeah, I know how to play chess. I can play chess. I'm really smart, and I'm not smart. I'm not good at chess.
Now
like, I'm really bad.
Yeah, you see her, and you're like, oh.
Oh yeah, and she. She also deals with addiction throughout the show, so she gets put on tranquilizers when she is in the orphanage, because that's a thing they're doing to the orphans, and she develops a dependency on it, and she actually takes them and imagines a chessboard above her bed in the orphanage and plays during the night on this, like,
imaginary chessboard,
and that's how she gets so good. And it's just beautiful. It's I don't know. I don't know how to explain it further than just, like, go watch it, because she is just so good in it, and you start loving this.
So
this whole thing.
We were talking off air because typically, and I'm outing myself here, I don't love periodic dramas.
Neither.
I didn't really watch any of the, I can't think of the names of the old timey shows.
Both looking at me like I'm some sort of nerd. I am.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I might know what period drama,
like,
you're talking about.
I didn't
about.
Get
I
into Downton
do.
Abbey, for example. I know, it's shocking.
I haven't watched Downton Abbey.
I mean, yeah. Downton Abbey is terrible.
But with this, you said you're not particularly into that either.
No, like,
but this is still...
I don't froth... froth, weird word. I don't really froth with period of dramas because I like to feel like I'm in the world relate to the characters and know, like, some of their backstory and understand, like, what they're all about. But this, because she's so alien to us in terms of being a savant and being laser-focused, like, that Rain Man style, kind of, like... Their brain is just so complex and so beautiful, you want to know more about them.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to be able to relate to them because you're not following them to be in their shoes, you're following them to just witness greatness.
Yeah, right. Nice.
Oh, wow. I'm really sold on this. Yeah. As I mentioned at the start of the show, I have got a Schitt's Creek-shaped hole in my watching habits because I finished all 6 seasons of it yesterday.
You started watching that 2 weeks ago.
Yes, I did. I did start watching that 2 weeks ago. Thank you
for
saying
that on air. Did you cry in the final episode?
I did cry in the final episode.
I've
cried in
this.
The final 3 episodes, thank you. So
I need to watch it.
I'm pleased that I can fill that hole with some chess.
7 hours, you've got
7 hours of the Queen's Gambit. Some texters are confirming it is a great program.
Yeah, actually a BFM listener texted in last week and said I should watch it, and I was like, yeah, definitely.
Between Hugo and that texter, we got some good recommendations.
This is a great show. This is going to be in my top 5, I can already tell.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Queen's Gambit on Netflix.
Yeah.
Stream it now.
Please do.
Thank you very much, Sam. Have a lovely weekend.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.
All right.